Welcome back to Purple Pride and the Falls Education Foundation's Legends Interview, and we have a great segment. Joining me today will be Deb Krantz, Joe Hansen, Roxanne Heibel-Roberts, and Sue Alstrom, all members of the 1972 State Championship track team. And joining me now off that team is Deb Krantz Johansson. Deb, how are you?
I'm great.
Great. 1972 graduate, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that's kind of a unique deal where you guys had your team, you did really well, and you go down to the state team. And what events did you actually run in or participate in, Deb?
I was a high jumper and a hurdler. So I did high jump and then the 50-yard hurdles and the 80-yard hurdles.
And I know you did pretty well in the hurdles events. How'd you do?
I got third place in both hurdle events, and in high jump, I just missed scoring. I took sixth place.
Here's the deal on the hurdles. Were they both the 50 and the 80-yard hurdles the same height?
Yes.
Okay, so back then they had the same height for that as well. What was your, I guess, feeling down at state? Was that a big, big deal, lots of press, or was it just kind of laid back?
Oh, it was huge. For us from the Falls, it was the first time that we had run on a tartan surface. We'd been running on cinder tracks, and so all of a sudden we're on a squishy mat-like surface. We had to buy all new spikes for our track shoes.
Really? I'm sure the high school paid for those back then, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's move on to family. Family sounds like it's pretty important to you. Tell me a little bit about that.
Family's really important to me. Grew up with three younger brothers and my mom and dad. My mom is still living. She just moved to Sartell. She's 96 years old.
Yeah, I've been married to my husband, Mark, for 43 years, and we have two daughters, Jessica and Brianna.
Both of who were athletes in high school, and track athletes and hurdlers. So kind of carried on some of the tradition. And my youngest daughter actually did high jump also. So little family history there. And then we have four grandsons. Family's pretty fun.
And now you're out in Arizona for the wintertime and come back home for the winter. Is that what you're doing?
Yep, we are snowbirds. I retired a couple years ago and are enjoying not shoveling snow or the below zero temperatures.
Okay, again, joined by Deb Krantz Johansson, graduate of 72 and on that 72 state tournament team. I guess after high school, you got that great education from Falls High. Where did you go and what did you do after high school and college?
I went to the University of Minnesota to start out with and was there for 2 years. Did participate in track and basketball there, which was really exciting. In fact, my freshman year, I was able to go to the national meet out in San Francisco. And then I transferred up to St. Cloud State University and finished my education there and also, again, participated in track and basketball.
As far as employment, what'd you do with that?
I was a special education teacher for 42 years. It was wonderful. Enjoyed every minute of it.
Lastly, I told you I was going to ask this question. If you ran the 100-yard dash between you and Sue and Roxanne, Roxy, who would win right now?
Right now? I don't know. I got kind of long legs, so maybe me, because I can take longer steps.
There you go. You would take them all. That's the whole idea is I want to bring back some of that competitive spirit in you.
Because I have longer legs.
Okay. Well, that's Deb Krantz Johansson joining us for the Legends Show, which is brought to you by the Purple Pride and the Falls Education Foundation, and, of course, locally here by Border Bank. Deb, thank you. You've been great. I'll get back to you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mike.
Well, next up, boy, we got Roxanne Heibel-Roberts, otherwise known back in high school as Roxy, also a part of the 1972 State Championship track team. And first off, how are you?
I am doing great, but I'm freezing cold down here in Austin.
Yeah, when we're taping this, it's on basically Groundhog's Day, February 2nd. Big storms down there in the Austin, Texas area, huh, Roxy?
Yeah, big ice storm. I think I'm looking out right now, and we have about an inch of ice.
You picked up a twang in that accent of yours. How long you lived in Texas?
I moved down here in 1997.
Okay, and we'll maybe get back to that because you got kind of an interesting story. Again, part of that state championship team. Let's go back to 72. You guys are all down in the Twin Cities for the state tournament and there's a state track meet, and you're participating. You're a sprinter, the 100, 220, probably the relays. What was that atmosphere like, and what was the team aspect of that team?
Well, I think our 1971 and 72 graduating class of girls were very, very close, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were close with the underclassmen and the upperclassmen, but I think we had one of the greatest team spirits, and as a group, right, with mm-hmm. all the organizations in the athletic department in 1972 of any other year that I was participant in preceding that.
You're all really good friends, and every event you're all cheering for each other is what you're saying, right?
Well, and we're helping each other. You know, we became sisters pretty okay. much.
Now, Deb told me when she raced, she was in the hurdles events, and that they you guys actually, you were on running on different surfaces and had to get different spikes. Do you remember that?
Well, yes, and I remember we would, I think they had just built the hockey arena, the Bronco Arena. We'd have to run on the concrete, which would give us shin splints, and then we'd run on the grass around the football fields because that's all we had, or we'd run on old Highway 12 when we had to do the long-distance endurance runs. But we didn't have a track. We used whatever surface and whatever space was available.
Well, it had to be a heck of an experience down there. You did get, I believe, second in the 100 and second in the 220 as well?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty impressive. I mean, this is the whole state. This isn't like 1, 2, 3, 4 classes. This is everybody in the whole state of Minnesota, correct?
That's correct.
If you, let's go back to your high school career and also spending time in the classrooms at Falls High School with these kids now being a part of the Falls Education Foundation and Purple Pride. How did the high school impact you, Roxanne or Roxy, as far as continuing forward with your career?
Well, administration and my teachers, I had really, really good teachers. Mr. Max was, I think, a track coach. He was also my social sciences teacher. Right?
Yep.
And Peg Johnson, our athletic coach, and they were all really good. And what seemed real is they weren't authoritative. They seemed inclusive. So we felt we could say what we wanted to say, and we all wanted to just succeed and have fun.
And then after high school, you went on to a little bit of college, or what did you do then?
Unfortunately, even though I had a full athletic and a full scholastic scholarship, my father at the time felt it was more important to put his efforts in the boys going on to school. So it took a few years, but I got there, graduated from the University of Minnesota with my bachelor's, and went on down to Texas for my master's.
And you received that back in like the mid-90s, your master's in Texas?
That's correct.
So what are you doing now? Are you still working? Are you retired? What's going on in Roxy's life?
Well, I wish I was retired, but no, I'm still working. And I work at Dell Computers, Dell Technology, and I have off and on, either there or Charles Schwab, for the last 21 years. Well, I don't. It's hard to say what I do. I'm a network engineer, product manager for all of the IP protocols in the network within Dell Technologies. So that's what I do. So that you can talk on a phone and on the computer.
Okay. Now you're talking my language. Any last comments about being a Bronco? If you and Deb and Sue all raced 100-yard dash, who would win right now?
I would.
Okay.
I have to race my grandchildren and my children, so I haven't stopped running yet.
Well, Roxy, Roxanne Heibel-Roberts, thank you very much. You've been awesome, and nothing but the best for you, and thank you for supporting the Falls Education Foundation and Purple Pride.
Always. Thank you, Mike.
Well, next up, we have Sue Ahlstrom, of course, also a 1972 graduate of Falls High School and a member of the state high school championship track team. Sue, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Well, great, and I'm going to be up front. I'm very honored. You were... I mean, I look back at our high school days, and I graduated in 79, and you and Charlie Kochinski and David Brown and Jim Lundquist, and you were all my idols, and you were the only female idol me and my buddies had, because you were kind of an icon. Everybody looked up at you like, wow, this girl, she's better than almost all the guys, and that's a true story, and I just thought I'd bring that up and make you feel all good about yourself, but that's a true story. It's kind of funny, isn't it?
It certainly does make me feel good, absolutely. Yep, and I've been fortunate throughout my life to get to do a lot of the things that I've done, so I'm just really grateful for that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about those things, and I guess first off, I just wanted to ask you how your state track meet experience was and what you participated. I know you were the state shot put champion, but why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, I was the champion in shot and disc. And unfortunately, I had stress fractures that year, so I didn't run much. I did get cleared for state, and Peggy, our coach, said, you know, I think I'll put you in the relay. And I said, no, you won't. She said, well, why not? And I said, those girls have been running together all year. I said, I'm not going to take one of their spots right now. And she's like, well, we could win. I'm like, doesn't matter. You know, and it ended up we won, you know, the team state anyhow. That was, you know, really good. Yeah.
Now, when you threw the shot, what was your distance and how is it comparable to today? And I know you didn't have all the training that the kids have now, but...
Right. I threw a 38-something, I'm not sure, and I threw 128 in the disc. And both of those records stayed for like 25 years at the Falls. And we had good throwers in the Falls. We had some awesome throwers in the Falls. Today, a lot of places I go, you know, where they have their school records on the wall, and I'm like, yeah, I would have had the school record here.
Oh, really?
So the distances were pretty good, yep.
Well, very good. And my next question is, what did you do after high school? Did you go on to be a collegiate athlete as well?
I did. I went to Bemidji State, and I had the good fortune of playing on their field hockey, basketball, and track team. Our field hockey team, mostly everyone had not played before they actually played at college. We had a really good team. We were undefeated most of our years in our conference and at state. I got to go as an individual representing the Midwest my sophomore and junior years, and my senior year was the first year that they had a team nationals, and we actually ended up winning fourth. So for a team that, you know, a lot of the other schools had people that had played in high school and such, but I loved playing out there. We played on AstroTurf, I know, against UCLA and Oregon.
That was in field hockey?
That was in field hockey.
Yeah, and we had so much field hockey here in International Falls in 1972. How in the heck did you learn that?
Exactly. Well, like I said, the first game you played in usually was the first game you saw. It was kind of different. I was the only freshman, actually, on the field hockey and the basketball team in my freshman year at college. So that was kind of, you know, that means I got to carry a lot of equipment. I got to drive the car. All 4 years, I pretty much got to drive the car. So I liked that because I knew I would have more legroom in the front. So it was good. Basketball, our team was okay. We won conference 2 years. And 1 year, I think my junior year, we were undefeated going into state and lost the first round there. So we ended up, I think, third in the state. And then in track and field, my freshman and sophomore years, we were undefeated, and that included all meets, and we competed against, like, the university and everybody. So that was good, and I think we took, like, third my junior year.
Yeah, that's what it was about for you. I mean, not a lot of opportunities for sports, unfortunately, for young ladies back in high school at that time. And GAA must have been just very competitive and a huge sport in its own right.
It was, and I remember we had like 12 teams in soccer. Our claim to fame was we beat the seniors our sophomore year. So it was very competitive, and it was actually built a lot of friendships. Really nice, fun things to do.
Well, Sue, what'd you do after college? What'd you do for a career then?
I started teaching in Hector, Minnesota, which later became Buffalo Lake Hector. And well, I coached basketball to start out with. And after 3 years, I took a year's leave of absence and got my master's in athletic training from Western Michigan University. And I coached volleyball, track and field, and started the softball program down in Buffalo Lake.
Retired now, and it seems like you're real busy in our conversations. I mean, you do a lot of volunteer work for a lot of people, and you keep yourself busy in your retirement age, don't you?
Absolutely. I live on a really small lake, and it's so quiet. People will come stay overnight, and they're amazed. They say they never sleep past 7, and they get up at 11. And what happened? You know, it's just that peaceful and quiet. I do volunteer with Special Olympics, and we do bocce ball, and we do bowling, basketball, and track and field, and we go to state in bowling and track and field, so that's fun. And then I am a tutor for second grade math over in Dapple, so it keeps me busy.
Lastly, this whole interview, Monthly Legends, we call it now. It's part of the Falls Education Foundation, along with Purple Pride helping. I just want to ask you, how did Falls High School impact you, Sue, and further you on in life?
Oh, you know, I couldn't have had a better experience. We were there, you know, during the boom years. You know, we had 249 in our class. My brother graduated 2 years before me and had like 350 in his class. The best education, I think, first of all, but secondly, you know, opportunities, you know, extracurriculars, things like that. Yeah, we only had the one sport. You know, there was the intramurals, there was band, there was choir, everything like that, and I couldn't ask for a better place to grow up. My neighborhood, like you said, was fabulous. We had the Blazers, the Sonanatos, Polly Brown. We had a crazy neighborhood that was crazy competitive, and I think that really shaped a lot of our lives.
I totally agree with you there. Well, Sue Ahlstrom, you've been just absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
I think you and I could right now, I know you, there's such a big story here that you sent me, and all trips to Russia and invited to train for the Atlanta Olympics, and this is all really cool stuff, and I could probably sit here and talk to you for 2 hours. Unfortunately, because of the time constraints and things like that, we got to end it here, but just again, it's been an absolute pleasure for me to talk to Sue Ahlstrom, and thank you for joining us, and thank you for helping out Purple Pride and the Falls Education Foundation.
You betcha. Thank you very much.
All right, Sue.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. And that's our Legends interview for February. Thank you to Border Bank for sponsoring.